Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. King of Staten Island reaching new heights, Pete Davidson found himself starring in a feature film with this one. The SNL comedian gives a layered performance in this drama comedy as a young man who has refuses to grow up since the death of his firefighter father. Loosely based on Davidson's own experiences, his father died in 9/11, it's an evocative and often hilarious film that has more heart than you'd expect. Davidson is great here, as are Marissa Tomei, comedian Bill Burr, and Steve Buscemi. Davidson and co-writer Judd Apatow, who also directs here, infuse raunchy comedy with some true, hard-hitting material. Four Fifths stars the High Note. Many films about music follow a formula that's well-worn, but the High Note does manage to hit a few new different beats. It follows a talented but troubled singer and her assistant, who is run into the ground. Inundated with work, she finds a new opportunity for them both. But can her superstar boss withstand the change of course? Director Nisha Ganatra, known for directed Transparent and Mindy Kaling movie Late Night, manages a difficult tone here. Blackish star Tracy Ellis Ross and Dakota Johnson are fantastic together, and are joined by up-and-comer Kelvin Harrison Jr. It's stacked with great cameos and a great time, even if not the most inventive. 3.5/5 stars Cold Mountain. One of my favorites of the 2000s, Cold Mountain has stuck out for me for almost two decades. During the American Civil War, a hurt soldier goes to his home of Cold Mountain to find the woman he loves. Director Anthony Minghella, who also did The English Patient and The Talented Mr. Ripley, makes a fantastic feature here. Nicole Kidman and Jude Law are really well cast, but it's Renee Zellweger, who won her first Oscar for this role, who steals the show. It's about as good as you'll get, and if you haven't seen it, you owe it to yourself to sit down and give it a viewing. Four Fifths stars Random Acts of Violence. One of the most surprising movies of 2019, this good old-fashioned slasher just kept on surprising me until its thrilling conclusion. It follows two comic book writers on a tour for their new work who begin to see strange similarities between murders and the things they depict in their comics. Co-written and directed by Canadian Jay Baruchel, this is entirely new territory for the comedian, and he does incredibly. He also co-stars with Grey's Anatomy alum Jesse Williams, Jordana Brewster, and Neve Wilson. It's a great genre picture for horror hounds seeking a hidden gem. Four Fifths stars The Upshaws, so it isn't high art, but I find this Netflix original endlessly entertaining. I'm incredibly excited for the second season of this sitcom, created in part by incredible comedian Wanda Sykes. She co-stars in a show about a working-class African-American family just trying to get by and set a good example for the kids. The real upside is this fabulous cast, which includes Mike Epps, Kim Fields, Diamond Lyons, Sykes, Jermell Simon and the hilarious Paige Kennedy. There is so much exuberance and flair here that it's impossible not to find some happiness while watching this one. Four Fifths stars.